Good morning, brother and sister and friends.
弟兄姊妹还有朋友们早安。
Greeting to you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名我向你们问安。
I must confess that when I started to prepare for a sermon, I struggled.
我必须要承认当我在准备这个这个信息的时候我很紧张。
However, the grace of God is sufficient.
但是神的恩典是足够的。
He guided me through an entire preparation.
他领导我在我准备的整个过程里头。
Before we start, let's pray.
在我们开始之前，请让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你就是那位在天上的神。
We thank you for Jesus Christ.
我们为了耶稣基督来感谢你。
Whom you sent.
你派遣主耶稣。
So that we have eternal hope.
我们就可以有永远的盼望。
So that through Jesus Christ we may know you.
我们借着主耶稣我们可以认识你。
Lord, we ask you to be in our presence.
我们现在求主你与我们同在。
May your spirit empower your word.
愿你的灵能够使你的话语有能力。
So that we can live a victorious life.
以至于我们的生活是一个得胜的生活。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, my sermon's topic is be obedient to him.
今天早上我们的信息是要顺服他。
When you come to walking with God, there is no doubt that one of the central issues is obedience.
当我们讲到与神同行，最主要的信息就是要顺服他。
God had expectations.
神对我们是有期望的。
Because he has those expectations.
因为他对我们有这些期望。
We have choice to make.
我们就必须要有做选择。
God did not create a universe of robots.
神并没有创造一个宇宙里头充满了机器人。
He has given us choices to make.
他给我们选择。
Whether we obey him or not.
不管我们顺不顺服他，他都给我们这个选择的权利。
One man who struggled with this is the prophet Jonah.
先知约拿就在这个选择的事上非常的挣扎。
We are looking at one of the great books in the Old Testament.
我们现在所看，我们今天读的是在旧约圣经里面一篇非常有名的书卷。
That's the book of Jonah.
就是约拿书。
This is the story of a man of God who has a great calling.
这是一个神人，神对他有一个很大的呼召。
On his life, but he didn't want to go to the place where God wanted him to preach the good news.
他神呼召他去一个地方，他不想去。
This probably happened in the 8th century before Christ.
这个事情大概发生在主前786年到746年之间的事情。
During the reigns of Jeroboam II,
是在耶罗波安二世王做王的时候。
All of us, including myself, can learn some great lesson from this.
我们都可以，包括我自己，可以从这一段经文里面学习到很多东西。
God spoke to Jonah in his own unique and powerful way.
神借着约拿所写出来的这一卷书是非常有能力的。
He told Jonah to do two things.
他告诉约拿去做两件事情。
First, go to the city of Nineveh.
第一件事情就是叫他到尼尼微大城去。
Secondly, cries against it.
第二件事情就是向其中的居民呼喊。
Rebuke them for their sin.
来指责他们的罪
and call them to full repentance,
并且呼召他们要悔改。
The city of Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire.
尼尼微城是亚述帝国的首都。
That was a large and prominent city in its day.
在当时是一个非常有名的城市。
It was not a city of Israel.
不是以色列中的一个城市。
God called Jonah to go to a pagan Gentile city and call them to full repentance.
神呼召约拿到一个外邦人的城市，而且要他去叫这些居民们要完全的悔改。
Imagine yourself going to preach to a city that do not know God.
你有没有想象到神呼召你到一个完全不认识神的城市里面去宣讲悔改的道理？
And they are your enemies.
而且这些人还是你的仇敌。
Isn't it a tough assignment to do?
是不是一个非常艰难的工作呢？
It's surely an intimidating place to go to.
的确是一个会让人家感到不想去的一个地方。
Why God want Jonah to go there?
为什么神要约拿到尼尼微城去？
Because God saw their sin.
因为神看到尼尼微城里面的罪。
And was about to bring judgment upon the city.
要准备降罚于要准备审判这个城。
Let's see what kind of sin they committed.
我们来看一下尼尼微城到底犯了些什么罪。
Let's read Nahum chapter 3 verse 1 to 4.
我们来读纳鸿书第三章一到四节。
Let's read.
我们一起来读。Woe to the city of blood, full of lies, full of plunder, never without victims.The crack of whips, the clatter of wheels, galloping horses, and jolting chariots. Charging cavalry, flashing swords, and glittering spears, many casualties. Piles of dead bodies without number, people stumbling over corpses. 都因那美貌的妓女，惯行邪术，借淫行诱惑列国。用邪术诱惑。
Basically, there were a great deal of innocent blood being shed by the unrighteous war.
基本上就是有很多无辜的血被流出来。
There is full of lies.
充满了谎言。
There is no truth.
没有真实。
There is no such thing as honesty.
没有所谓的诚实。
No one knows who to believe or who to trust.
不知道可以相信谁。
There were multitude of prostitution.
而且有很多淫乱的事情。
Sexual immorality.
一些道德上淫乱的事情。
Idolatry.
拜偶像的事情。
Spiritual whoredoms.
属灵的拜偶像。
Let's read the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 19 and 21.
我们来读加拉太书第五章，加拉太书第五章十九到二十一节。
Let's read.
我们一起来读。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、真竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
What is sin?
什么是罪？
Sin is, in a general sense, is having thoughts or acts that are against God's will.
总体的来说，罪就是来抵挡神。
Another way to take a look at it is worldliness.
另外一个层面来看罪，就是属世界。
It is just about anything that is in your way of your relationship with God.
也就是说能够阻挡 你与神之间关系的任何事情就是罪。
Let us read first John chapter 2 verse 15 and 16.
我们来看约翰一书第二章15到16节。
Let's read.
我们一起来读。不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
Since the opposite of righteousness or godliness,
罪的相反就是啊，圣洁，也就是啊，像神。
None of man's sin is hidden from God.
没有任何一个人的罪可以从神的面前被隐藏起来的。
He sees all.
He can. 他什么都看得见。
And he may come to a point that it demands specific warning and judgment.
我们的罪可能严重到一个地步，会引起神的警告，还有他的审判。
Because God is a holy and just God.
因为神是一个公义又圣洁的神。
God hates sin.
神厌恶罪。
A just God would demand judgment on sin committed.
我们的神的审判是因为我们的罪来审判我们。
Sin corrupts the character of a person.
罪可以使一个人的性格腐化
，and alienate him from God，
而且会使我们远离神。
Sin also can result in unintended consequences。
罪也会带来意想不到的结果。
Let's read Leviticus verse 11:44。
我们来读利未记十一章第四十四节。
Let's read.
我们一起来读。我是耶和华，因为我是圣洁的，你们也不可以在地上的爬物污秽自己。
Let's read Exodus 34 verse 5 to 7.
我们继续读出埃及记三十四章五到七节。耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。耶和华在他面前宣告说：耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
If you think that sin is not a big deal or a serious matter,
如果你认为罪没有什么了不得的一件事情，
you are dead wrong.
你是非常的错。
God will deal with every one of our sin.
神会对付我们每一个人的罪，
big or small.
不管是大罪或是小罪。
Because he's a righteous and a just God.
因为我们的神是一个公义又公平的神。
Let us look at some of the examples of sin and its consequences.
我们来看圣经里面一些因为罪而引起来的结果的一些例子。
Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
摩西在山上经过了四十个昼夜。
While giving, God was giving the detailed instruction how to build the tabernacles.
当神在给他非常详细的这个说明要如何来造会幕的时候。
Down below, the Hebrews were asking Aaron, the right-hand man of Moses.
在山下，这些希伯来人就要求摩西的得力助手亚伦。
To make them a God.
为他们造一个神。
Called the golden calf.
叫做金牛犊。
It is as if they have lost sight of who brought them out of Egypt.
他们好像已经忘记谁把他们从埃及带领出来的。
They had disowned God.
他们已经离弃神了。
Israelite had sinned against God.
这些以色列人正在对着神犯罪。
After informing Moses what was going on at the foot of the mountain,
在他们跟啊摩西啊述说了到底在山下发生了什么事情。
God told Moses to leave him alone.
神告诉摩西说你不要做任何事情。
So that his anger may burn against the Israelite and they might, he might kill them.
神要亲自的降怒并且要啊杀灭这一批啊违背神旨意的希伯来人。
Moses later interceded on their behalf and pleaded with God.
摩西就为着这些人向神祈求。
In the end, more than 3,000 people died for this incident.
在最后的结果是超过3000人因为这一件违背神的事情而被灭亡。
In Genesis chapter 12 and 20,
在啊创世纪第十二章第二十节，
十二章跟二十章 ，Chapter 20 and Chapter 12 on two separate occasions。
创世纪十二章跟二十章都讲到两件事情。
Abraham lied about his wife Sarai。
亚伯拉罕他因为他太太的身份问题而说谎。
One to Pharaoh。That Sarah was his sister.
他告诉人家说他的太太是他的妹妹。
God intervened and inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household.
结果招来神让法老王全家得了疾病。
In Genesis 20,
在创世纪第二十章的地方
，Abraham repeated the same mistake.
亚伯拉罕又再犯同样的错。
About his wife to Abimelech, the king of Gerar.
他向着基拉尔王亚比米勒也讲同样的谎言。
Almost cost the king's life.
几乎造成亚比米勒王他失去他的性命。
Because God was ready to kill him.
因为神当时差一点要击杀他。
The problem stemmed from the fact that Abraham did not trust God.
这个问题的所在就是亚伯拉罕当时并没有相信，没有信靠神。
To provide protection for his situation.
来供应他当时的需要。
Indeed, he trusts his way of solving his problems.
的确，他处理这些问题的方法。
By telling others.That Sarah is his wife, is his sister.
他处理这些困难的方法就是来告诉别人他太太撒拉是他的妹妹。
And therefore, this leads to some unintended consequences.
结果就是一些意想不到的结果。
Let's look at the book of Joshua.
我们来看约书亚书。
Chapter 7.
第七。
Let's read the verse 13.
约书亚书第七章第十三节
Let's read.
我们一起来读对他们说你们要自洁预备明天因为耶和华以色列的神这样说以色列啊你们中间有当灭的物你们若不除掉在仇敌面前必站立不住
Just as the obedience of one Christian can bring blessing to others.
一个基督徒的顺服可以带祝福到其他的人身上。
The sin of one Christian can bring harm to many others.
同样的，一个基督徒的罪可以造成别人的伤害。
As the children of God were advancing into the promised land.
这些以色列民正要准备进入迦南美地。
They have experienced a miraculous victory over the city of Jericho.
他们已经刚刚经历过一个非常全胜的状态在耶利哥城里面。
And they were about to continue toward their next conquest.
他们决定要他们将要进行下一个战争。
To their surprise, they met decisive defeat.
结果事出他们所意料之外的他们失败了在那场战争里头失败了
as it attempted to capture a small city of Ai.
他们所要去攻打的是一个小城，叫爱城。
So Joshua, the leader, sought God's explanation for the failure.
约书亚就来到神面前，来接受神的解释。
But God revealed that someone among them had disobeyed Him.
神向他显示，告诉他说，你们中间有人没有顺服我的旨意。
That was not to keep any procession from Jericho.
就是当时他们打耶利哥城的时候，神不准许他们保留任何当时的掳物，但是他们中间有人保留了 一批掳物。
The disobedience of one man has paralyzed an entire nation of Israel.
就因为一个人的不顺服，使整个以色列族都瘫痪。
The disobedience of Agan,
因为亚干的不顺服
has caused the failure of the failure of Israel to capture the town of Ai.
因为亚干一个人保留了不该留的当灭的物，引致于使他们在爱城这场小战争上失败。
Agan thought that he could conceal his sin and would not affect anybody else.
亚干以为他这样子保留那个掳物藏起来，没有人知道，也不会影响到别人。
God chose to demonstrate the destructive power of one man's sin.
神却在这里显示出一个人的罪会造成的伤害。
One act of disobedience caused Agan and his family lives.
这件事情不但造成了亚干全家人的性命。
It caused his countrymen to lose the battle.
也造成以色列民在爱城这场战役中失败。
36 innocent soldiers were killed.
有36个士兵死亡。
His sin has brought serious repercussions to others.
他的罪造成了很严重的回响。
Subsequently denying Israelites the blessing, power, and victory of God.
使以色列人失去了神的荣耀、神的祝福，还有神的能力。
Your sin will have an impact on others.
你的罪对别人也会有影响。
Choosing to disobey God may cost your family God's blessings.
你的罪会影响你的家庭的祝福，从神来的祝福。
The power of God may be absent from your church because you are living in disobedience.
你因为你在神面前的不顺服，可能使你的教会失去神的祝福。
Your friend may suffer because you are not living righteously.
你的朋友有可能因为你活着一个不公义的生活而受到伤害。
Scripture promises that if you will obey the Lord, your life will be a channel of blessing to others.
圣经一直向我们显示，如果我们顺服神的话，我们将会成为别人的祝福。
We can take lesson from this example.
我们可以用这个例子来提醒我们。
That we as children of God, we ought to walk with God daily.
我们既然是神的儿女，我们就应该每天与神同行。
Now, just take a look at the world that we live in today.
现在我们来看看我们现在所住的这个世界。
America.
美国。
America has morally declined over the years.
美国在过去这些年来在道德上在堕落。
The core values of our founding fathers adopted for this great nation, which were based on biblical principle, has been eroded rapidly.
美国帝国的这些国父们，因为他们采用了圣经的真理为帝国的根基，这些根基，这些价值观渐渐的在腐蚀。
Spiritually, we have becoming a nation of chaos.
在属灵的境界，这个国家已经非常的混乱。
Our country's spiritual condition is pathetic.
我们这个国家 这个属灵的状况实在是在一个很悲观的状态里面。
Let's take a snapshot, take a quick glance or snapshot at America present and in the last 50 years.
我们来看看啊，美国现在跟过去的50年啊这种堕落的状况。
I'm not going to read all of them. You can read it. So I'm going to point out some specific events that is very crucial to the spiritual condition of our country, America.
我不一一的来啊说明，你们可以自己看哦。但是我会指出有几个关键性的事情，使美国的属灵状况在往下跌。
1962年 ，Organized prayer was taken out of public schools.
在公立学校，祷告被拿掉了。
January 22nd, 1973, the United States Supreme Court legalized unrestricted abortion.
1973年1月22号，高等法院通过使无约性的堕胎可以合法化。
Since then, there has been 50 million abortions.
从那个时候到现在，就有5000万多件的堕胎事件发生。
Homosexuality is now called diversity and alternative lifestyle.
同性恋现在已经被用一个很美丽的名词叫做多元化的生活。
Instead of an abomination in the sight of Almighty God.
但是却看不见这是在神面前非常厌弃的一件事。
Another event, July 1st, 2000.
在7月1号2000年的时候。
Vermont recognizes same-sex unions by law.
Vermont 这个州已经承认同性的联姻。
And at least 5 other states had followed suit.
至少有5个其他的州也跟进了。
I think most of you have known we are $16 trillion in debt.
你们很多人大概都知道美国现在的赤字是16兆。
Of course, 47 million people on food stamps.
有4700万的人现在在用食物邮票邮券来靠食物邮券来维持生活。
I mean, the list of statistics and facts could go on and on.
这样的统计可以一直持续下去。
America is in real trouble.
美国真是有问题了。
We as a nation has become desensitized to sin as a result of our continued compromise with the world.
我们这个国家因为不断的向世界的事情来妥协，而对罪已经没有感觉了。
America has strayed away from God.
美国已经渐渐的远离神。
Presently, America is in need of a new awakening.
目前美国需要一个新的觉醒。
Less than 20% of Americans attended church regularly.
在美国只有低于 20% 的人正常的上教会。
The United States of America is now the third largest mission field in the world.
美国现在是全世界第三大的宣教工厂。
The percentage of today American youth who has a biblical worldview is at a record low.
美国的少年人对圣经用圣经的角度来看世界，目前是在最糟糕的一个状况。
While the churches continue to struggle,
而教会呢不断的为一些事情在挣扎。
The bad news is that the spiritual condition of America is at a critical juncture.
最重要的事情就是美国现在的教会在处于属灵的一个危机事态。
It is depressing to consider the sad moral and spiritual condition of America.
实在是很悲哀的一件事情，看到美国在灵性上和道德上这样堕落。
But praise the Lord, there is an answer.
但是我们感谢神，的确是有一条路。
The answer was not found in Washington D.C.
这个
这条路绝对不是在华盛顿总府可以找到。
Or certainly will not come from any radio talk show.
更不会在电视或是收音机的广播里头可以找得到。
Or reality show. Or TV icons.
或是任何的节目主持人。
The answer for our nation is a God-sent spiritual revival that must begin in the churches of America.
我们所得到的答案只能够从神所设立的教会里面所得到。
It starts with you and me.
这个教会就是你跟我。
I repeat.
我再重复一遍。
The answer for our nation is a God-sent spiritual revival.That must begin in the churches of America.
我们要从神那里得到的回应，一定是从神所设立的教会来给我们这个灵性上的复兴。
It starts with you and me.
从我们开始。
The wrath of God is coming to America unless America repents of her sin.
除非美国人承认在神面前承认他们的罪，要不然神的审判是会临到美国的。
And we have seen God giving warning and warnings.
我们一再的看到神来给我们警告。
And God has been sending warnings about His impending judgment.
神也借着他所要来临的这些审判给我们一些警告。
From 1980 to 2010.
从1980年到2010年
The top 10 disasters in the United States have cost more than half a trillion dollars.
在美国最多头十项的这个国家灾难里面造成美国5000亿的损失
And more than 22,000 deaths.
而且有22,000多人的死亡
This includes hurricane.
这个灾难包括飓风
floods,
水灾
earthquakes,
地震
and droughts,
旱灾
less than a month ago,
就不到一个月
we saw how devastating was Hurricane Sandy to the East Coast.
我们看到飓风山地是怎么样袭击东岸的
Let's read the Second Chronicle.7:14.
我们来读《历代志下》第七章第十四节。
To remind ourselves what we ought to do.
来提醒我们，我们到底该怎么样子
做。Let's read.
我们一起来读。这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
It says very clear, unless we humble ourselves before God,
讲得非常清楚，除非我们在神面前自卑
called upon Him,
寻求他的面
and seek Him,
寻求他
repent of all our sins,
从我们所有的罪恶转离我们所有的罪恶
and what we got,
我们会得到什么呢
Otherwise, judgment will come.
要不然的话，神的审判就会临到我们。
How do we walk with God?
我们如何与神同行
？Step one.
第一步。
Study the Word of God.
来读神的话。
So that we can know His will and His ways.
我们就能够明白神的旨意跟他的道路。
We can read Amos.
我们来读阿摩斯书第三章第三节。
Let's read.
我们来一起读。岂能同行呢
？Secondly, spend time with God by praying.
第二件要做的事就是花时间跟神祷告。
Let's read the Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 4.
我们来读提摩太前书第二章第一到第四节。为君王和一切在位的也该如此， 使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Why?
为什么？
Read verse 3 again.
让我们再读一遍第三节。这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
Because it pleases God. This is worship.
因为这会得神的喜悦。
An example of a prayer warrior is George Mueller.
我们在这里看一个例子，这个人叫乔治·穆勒，他是一个祷告的战士。
He was a German-born Christian evangelist in the 19th century.
他是在20世纪生长在德国的一个基督传福音的牧师。
He was a Christian evangelist and director of Ashling Down Orphanage in Bristol, England.
他是一个传福音的基督徒，而且是在英国的一个孤儿院做院长。
He cared for more than 10,000 orphans in his life.
他一生中照顾超过10,000多个孤儿。
He was well known for providing education for children under his care.
他最有名的事情就是在他照顾下的孩子都得到良好的教育。
He also established more than 100 schools which offer Christian education over 120,000 children.
他并且建立了100多个学校，使将近12万的孩子能够接受教育，而且是基督教的教育。
And many of them are orphans.
很多这些孩子都是孤儿。
We can learn from George Mueller, who is a champion of prayer.
我们可以从米勒身上学习到的，就是他是一个得胜的祷告基督徒。
He prayed about everything.
他几乎都为每一件事情都祷告。
And expected each prayer to be answered.
而且他期望他的每一个祷告都被神垂听。
And God supplied everything that he needed to support the ministries.
神对他的每一个祷告都垂听，而且供给他每一个祷告的需求。
And thus bring revival to England.
这样子，对，带，使英国被带动属灵上的奋兴。
No Christian can live a righteous and glorious life without prayers.
没有一个基督徒可以过着一个得胜的荣耀的生活而没有祷告的生活。
Prayer is the only channel connecting to God.
祷告是唯一与神联合的一个管道。
And moreover,
还有更多的是，
This is God's will.
这是神的旨意。
Let us read Thessalonians 5:17-18.
我们一起来读帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's read.
我们一起来读，要读着祷告，凡事谢恩，是因为这是在耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
请重读第十八节。
请再读一遍啊。凡事在神面前以基督耶稣所行的旨意。
OK.Number three, surrender yourself to God.
第三步就是要完全降服你自己在神的面前。
The more we let God take us over,
我们越让神掌管我们。
The more truly ourselves become,
我们就更知自己就。
The more truly ourselves we become,
我们自己就会变得更真实。
Because God is a potter, we are the clay.
因为神是那个陶匠，而我们是他手中的陶。
Because he wants to mold us into the image he desires.
因为他要把我们磨成如他的样式。
He wants to chip away the rough edges and make us into a person he desires.
他要把我们修剪，把那些不好的边缘都给他修好，能够让我们成为他的样式。
Surrendering is best demonstrated in obedience.
我们怎么样表现我们是降服神，就是以我们的顺服来执行。
You cannot say, yes, Lord, do whatever he asks of you, and subsequently you do something else.
你不能够说跟神说，神，我愿意照着你的旨意而行，但是呢，结果是照着自己的旨意在做。
You should say, dear Lord, I'm yours, lead me and guide me, and I follow.
你应该要这样跟神说，神啊，请引导我，指教我，我就来追行你。追随你。
A recorded event in the Bible stated,
有一件圣经里面有这么一个记载。
After a night of failed fishing,
经过整晚的捕鱼都没有捕到任何东西。
Peter modeled surrender when Jesus told him to try again.
当主耶稣告诉彼得你再试一次的时候，彼得就降服了。
Master, we have worked hard all night and we haven't caught anything.
主啊，我们整晚捕鱼，什么都没有捕到。
But because you say so, I will let down the net.
但是因为你要我们把网下下去，我就把网下下去。
As a result, they caught many fish.
结果他们就捕到很多鱼。
Another aspect of fully surrendered life is trust.
另外我们讲到完全的降服在神的面前就是信靠神。
Abraham followed God's leading without knowing where it would take him.
亚伯拉罕他信靠神，但他并不知道神要带他到哪里去。
Hannah waited for God's perfect timing without knowing when.
哈拿等待神的时刻，但他并不知道神的最好的时刻是什么时候。
Mary expected a miracle without knowing how.
玛利亚期待一个神迹奇迹出现，但她并不知道这个奇迹要怎么发生。
Joseph trusted God's purpose without knowing why.
约瑟他相信神的旨意，但是他并不知道神为什么让那些事情发生在他身上。
Each of these peoplewere fully surrendered to God.
我刚刚讲的那四个人都完完全全降服于神。
You know you are surrendered to God when you are totally relying on God to work things out.
当你知道怎么样是完全降服于神呢？就是当你完全信靠神会来成就他所要成就的时候，就是叫做完全降服于神。
Instead of trying to manipulate others,
而不是要来操纵别人
force your own agenda,
要别人一定要遵照 你的意思
or control the situation,
或是来控制整个情况
you let go and let God work,
你放松手让神来做事
surrender also would allow God to fulfill his plan for you,
降服也可以让神来为你的计划来实现。
The Bible is crystal clear about how you benefit when you fully surrender your life to God.
圣经非常的清楚告诉我们当我们降服于神的时候我们会有怎样的结果。
First, you experience peace.
第一件你可以得到的祝福就是平安。
Secondly, you experience freedom.
第二件你会得到的就是自由。
Third, you experience God's power in your life.
第三件你就是能够经历到神的能力。
Temptation or overwhelming problems will be defeated by Christ when given to Him.
当你把你一些挥不掉的引诱，还有一些非常折磨人的困难带到神的面前，基督的面前的时候，他就会为你得胜。
Surrender does not weaken you.
向神降服并不会使你更懦弱。
It strengthens you.
反而会使你更刚强。
Surrender is the best way to live.
降服于神是我们最好的生活方式。
Everybody eventually surrender to someone or to something.
我们每个人最终都会降服于某个人或是某件事。
If not to God, you will surrender to the opinions or expectation of others.
你如果不降服于神，你就会降服于一些别人的期望或是一些其他的事情。
To money,
你会降服于金钱。
To resentment,
会降服于人家对你的反抗。
To fear,
降服于一些恐惧的事情。
Or to your own pride,
或是降服于你自己的骄傲。
But you are designed to worship God.
但是我们是被神设计要来敬拜神的。
And if you fail to worship Him,
如果你没有办法来敬拜他，
you will create other things to give your life to.
你就会自己去造一些东西来敬拜。
You are free to choose what you want to surrender to.
你可以自己有自由来选择你要降服于什么东西。
But you are not free from the consequences of that choice.
但是你没有办法自由的选择你所选择的事情所造成的结果，那个结果你没有办法自由的选择。
One day each of us will stand before God and give an account of our life.
最后总有一天我们要站在神的面前为我们的行为负责任。
How we live our life matters.
我们怎么样过我们的日子是绝对很重要的。
Jonah has received a mission from God.
约拿从神那里接到一件任务。
His mission is to go to the great city of Nineveh to preach the message of repentance.
他的任务就是从要到尼尼微城去宣告神的话语。
Today the same message is preached to each one of us.
今天同样的话也传讲在我们当中。
Repent of all our sin and follow him.
从我们的罪中悔改而且来跟随神。
Then the blessing of God will overflow in our life.
神的祝福就会充满在我们的生活里面。
May this morning message inspire all of you.
愿这个早上的信息可以激励我们每一个人。
To walk closely with him.
可以与神密切的同行。
And brought about revival in your families.
并且能够神的奋心能够带到你的家里面。
In our communities,
带到我们的社会
and in our walk with God,
并且带到我们与神同行的路上
and may God bless you,
愿神祝福你们